I'm TJ Miracle as we get ready for the big ball game tomorrow at Tasker Arena to wrap up a full weekend of great round ball at the historic venue. And tomorrow night, it'll be our very own USW Mustangs taking on the Cherry and Silver from Albuquerque as the New Mexico Lobos going to be coming into town for an exhibition game. And we are joined now from the road by UNM's head coach, Paul Weir. Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. So, all right, let's hop right into it. So, for your UNM Lobos, of course, your second year at the helm after a year down at New Mexico State. So, been kind of an up and down season for you guys so far. What's the ride been like so far?
It has. We went into the season with a lot of expectations increased, obviously, from where we were at last year, and we've had, you know, just a few kind of things come along the way that we haven't quite lived up to those as of yet, but we're hopeful over the course of the year. It is a long season that we still can put this thing together and have the season that we would have wanted all along.
Well, and you've still got plenty of time to do that, of course, getting ready for conference play. Going to just stay out on the road as you finish up here in Hobbs. You're going to be heading up to Colorado Springs to tip off Mountain West play against Air Force. What's the Mountain West looking like overall this year, coach?
You know, quite honestly, I haven't paid a ton of attention to it. I think everybody knows Nevada's been exceptional. They're a top 10, top 5 team in the country. They've really kind of carried a big torch here for the entire conference and done an amazing job building their program to where it's at. There's been some other teams that have had very strong seasons so far. Utah State's been playing very well. Fresno State's been playing very well. And a few other teams have had some really good wins for our league. But I haven't spent a ton of time thinking of it just because I've been worried about our next game. But as we kind of get into conference play, obviously I'll spend a lot more time on each of these opponents. Right now it's just all about Air Force because that's our first game on January the 2nd.
Well, and should be a very good game there at the Academy. And, of course, we wish you the best of luck. So, you know, let's talk about the game that you got coming up. First off, you know, taking on our USW Mustangs from the Red River Athletic Conference in the NAIA, you know, right before you go into conference play. You know, why hit the road to come to Hobbs to take on Southwest?
There's probably a lot of reasons behind it. I think first off, it's just something that I've always admired from afar, just the basketball community in Hobbs. It's as legendary a community for basketball as there is in the country and obviously in our state as well. So what's gone on there historically, not only with the high school team specifically and all the success that they've had, but just the arena, the Christmas tournament, there's so many just parts to this that I think need to be brought more to light and honored and commemorated, and I'm glad that we're able to do this in this kind of unique, small way.
Well, and it's going to be exciting to see you guys here in Hobbs at Tasker Arena. We certainly hope to pack the house for that game. So, you know, what do you know about Coach Dixon's squad, and what do you expect to see out of them, even though they're a little bit shorthanded right now?
They're obviously a very good basketball team. I'm really grateful that Coach Dixon was able to make this happen. There was kind of a coaching change there before the season, and I didn't really know what to expect. I had known kind of the previous staff and had conversations with them about things. And obviously when Coach Dixon took over, I didn't really know how he would respond, but he's been nothing but incredibly professional and helped putting this whole thing together. I've been very accommodating in a lot of ways, and I'm thankful that this game was able actually to happen.
Well, we're certainly thankful that it is as well. So you guys on the road, and I know a little bit treacherous in places today with the weather, but when you roll into Hobbs, you know, this afternoon, going to have an open practice over at our new Center of Recreational Excellence, the core facility. Is it going to be just a normal practice for you guys, kind of followed by the meet and greet, or are you going to do some kind of different things?
No, it'll be a normal one. We're trying to treat this, you know, just like a regular road trip and have practices and get ready for a game and watch film and do all those things. We'll take the right time when we can to hopefully head over to the tournament itself and get a feel for it and see the gym and just understand a little bit more about the history of basketball here, not only for me and my staff, but also mostly for our players and them to kind of understand what basketball in this community is about. So we'll do that. But in addition to that, we're going full speed ahead here, trying to get ready to play a basketball game.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you guys being here, the workout, then the meet and greet, and going to have some great tournament games to watch tonight. If you head over there to Tasker Arena, to be sure. Of course, the tip-off tomorrow is going to be at 2 o'clock. So you guys are just used to kind of playing all over the map time-wise, aren't you? I mean, a 2 o'clock start, it's just like, another game, right?
Yeah, no, we've had several 2 o'clock games this year. We actually have some 9 o'clock games coming up here at some point. You know, the way, you know, TV kind of works, they move game times around quite a bit. So we have to be on our toes all the time for depending on when our games may come up.
Well, it should be an exciting time and an exciting game. Is there any of your players or any of your alignment specifically, Coach, that you're going to try and get some more work going into the conference schedule as you take on USW?
Yeah, we've done some different things lately, offensively and defensively, just going from our last game, and we're going to continue some of that. So, again, we're just going out like it's a regular game and preparing that way and trying to just become a better basketball team during the course of play.
Well, we're looking forward. I can't say it enough. Looking forward to having UNM down here and taking on USW. That game again will be tomorrow at a little after 2 o'clock at Tasker Arena on the Hobbs High campus. Great college basketball to wrap up a full week of basketball with the holiday tournament capped off by the big game tomorrow. Coach, I know you're incredibly busy getting ready for the game and keeping an eye on everything going on. Is there anything you'd like to tell basketball fans here in Lee County, West Texas, who might be thinking about coming to the ball game tomorrow?
Yeah, we hope you do. We're obviously out here to obviously honor you as much as it is about us and just trying to integrate two great basketball communities. You know, Hobbs obviously speaks for itself to the people of Hobbs, of the people that are aware of it, but you know, I'm trying or we're trying to kind of honor that through ourselves as well.
Well, certainly looking forward to it, and
for all and the history in both of us.
Yeah, definitely so. It's two great basketball towns uniting for a big game tomorrow at Tasker Arena. Coach, I'll let you go, and we will see you tomorrow at Tasker Arena. Thanks for taking a little time with us this afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Coach Paul Weir joining us here on Z94, Z98 KZOR. Remember, you can catch that game tomorrow afternoon with the USW pregame show beginning at 1:45, the tip-off at 2 o'clock. Alan Scott, yours truly, with the call from Tasker Arena. Statewide, you can also catch that on the UNM Lobos radio network. Again, a big thanks to UNM head coach Paul Weir joining us this afternoon on Z94, Z98 KZOR.